Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's a beautiful afternoon event.
Hey, Buzz.
We just got started.
Buzz, I know you're talking, but I think there might be someone at the door.
Well, that's rude.
I know. There's a sign on the door. It says, don't knock.
That's right.
Podcast in process.
I suppose someone should get that.
Oh, now someone's ringing the bell.
Very impatient.
Look at me, so rude.
They're there. Let's let them in.
Oh, yes, please. Come in. Come in.
Jesus.
I'm obnoxious.
Horribly impatient. Anybody? Mark Riddell, would you get the door, please? Oh, my God. He busted through the door.
Greetings.
Who are you?
It's a Kool-Aid guy.
Sex boy. I'm here.
Sex boy, Oscar.
Yeah. All right. Traveling the globe, making sure everyone has great sex.
And, thank you for that.
Once again, just so we get it out of the way, how old are you?
I'm nine.
Nine.
Actually, thanks for throwing me that one. I didn't know that was coming. I'm nine.
You're
what's going on, sex boy?
I know all about what's wrong with America. We're not having enough sex.
Agreed.
You know why we're not having enough sex? Because we're distracted. We're not paying attention to the things we should pay attention
to. You're right
about
like
that. What?
I know these things. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I'm sex boy.
Yes, you are.
Why do you?
Sex boy.
What do you think?
The character with no real concept.
Yeah, somehow it's one of my favorites.
Sex boy.
Oh, I think he has a concept.
What?
I'm here to answer all of your questions about sex. Hi, Rob.
You said earlier in your piece that we're not paying attention to the right things.
What?
That we're not paying attention to
the right things. I might not have been paying attention just now.
But what should we be paying attention to?
We should be paying attention to our derrieres and our private areas and nipples and hair and eyes and mouth and lips, sultry lips parted. Pursed
what
lips.
About, what, yeah. About, what about the oil spill?
The oil spill. F the oil spill.
It's a distraction. Huh?
I don't care if you can walk on the Gulf of Mexico. We've got to have sex, and I know this for a fact.
Why?
Because I'm sex boy.
Now, do you have any?
Ha, 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 ha. Watch what I can do. But I'm going to go out through your door.
There he goes.
I wish he did that in the first place.
Yeah. I just came through the wall again.
Oh, Carla's going to be pissed.
Isn't that great? Oh, come on. He can fix it. It's a sturdy wall. It's a sturdy wall. Isn't that great?
Any house left.
Oh, all right. Look at this. I'm going to bite right through my wedding ring. That's right. I'm married at 9 years old.
I didn't know that.
Who are you married to?
What?
Who are you married to?
I don't know.
Who's the lucky lady?
Look, I pulled a pig out of my jacket. I'm sex boy.
You're very ADD today.
Boy, I am very ADD.
Jeez.
I'm more ADD. I can do the whole show like this
Why
today.
Why is there a pig in your pocket?
I don't know. Let's put it away, shall we?
All right.
All right. Oh, boy. You know what the tough thing is? I didn't shave this morning.
What?
Look at that. Feel that cheek.
That's quite a shadow.
I think I'll go out through the door again.
Now he's outside.
Again.
Sex boy, are you outside?
Yeah, look, I'm going to go through the other wall. Sex boy!
I have a question for you.
Hi.
Do you think it's appropriate, now I'll phrase this way because we want to keep this clean, to incorporate big potty into the bedroom?
Well, let me answer that.
What?
Let me say this about that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Jeez.
Fat man and little boy, as Mr. Santana would say. Let me say this.
Yes.
I think anything that two people do in the privacy of their own home is okay with me.
Sex boy, is your first name Doug?
Doug. Doug Tracks Sex Boy. Hobble-de-doo.
You a big fan?
Hi there, sir.
Now, I'm glad you came
by. All new Greaseman show.
Oh, you are a big
Greaseman.
Fan.
Greaseman.
As Sonny Jurgen would say.
I laugh.
That's one of my favorite restaurants. I do impressions as well.
I am all over the place with this.
I don't know what is going on.
Sex boy, I was going to go in a different direction.
Yeah, please do.
Let's explore your talented mimicry.
Oh, yeah. So who would you like me to do an impression
can
of?
You do, can you do Jackie Stallone?
Jackie Stallone.
That's silly.
Yeah, that's my son, Sly.
Well, he can.
Pretty good.
Thank you. I'm sex boy. I'll be here all week long.
Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
Andy Dufresne was a friend of mine. I locked Andy Dufresne. He crawled through 300 yards of filth. Thank you. Thank you. Sex boy.
One more?
Yeah, I'll do one more. Then listen, I can't. I don't want to leave it all on the table.
No points.
Yeah. Save some for next time.
I have big plans. Yes, I'm flying out to Iowa.
Oh,
and I mean flying.
Really?
With my own arms.
That's amazing.
I can fly. I'm a superhero.
Who are you?
I'm sex boy.
Last impression request.
Yes, go right ahead.
A little obscure, but I think you're going to like
it. All right, an obscure one. I love those the best.
Here
we go.
RJ Diaz.
Yes, Mr. O'Mara.
Nicely done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sex boy.
Listen to me. Remember what I always say.
What? This is, what are you saying?
And everybody, please memorize the sex boy motto.
We're listening.
Okay.
If you're not doing it, you're not doing it. Didn't that suck?
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Okay, blood pressure's good.
How is his heart?
Do you have a heart condition, Mr. Adler?
No, and I just had a checkup.
You did? That's good.
Did you forget to take any medications today?
Took them all.
What all did you take?
Lipitor, baby aspirin, Flomax.
Flomax?
Yes. Otherwise, I pee 40 times a day.
How long have you been taking the Flomax?
Not long. I only take it sporadically. I have to sneak it, actually. It reduces semen, which is not good for my wife right now. Sorry.
Really?
Yes, I prefer a lot of semen. I always have.
Wow.
Okay, so good. Thanks so much for coming. Looks like he's gonna live.
Yes, my guess is Flomax is probably the culprit here. I suggest you stay off that for a few weeks, which apparently your wife will appreciate.
Yeah, really good for me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
This might be the worst day for that computer to be doing that to me, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't have epilepsy, do you?
My God. Now, Rob, it just exploded.
Here's what we do.
Our texting flashing. Computer just exploded. We are heard across the country and in 107 countries around the world. This is Lima, 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 MikeOMaraShow.com. It is Thursday, June 24th. 2010, and listen to my Nationals raspy voice.
I like it.
You're a little hoarse.
Wow. Yes, I did some cheering yesterday.
You know what? This is how I imagine you would sound in like the year 2025.
This has nothing to do with the fact that we celebrated from about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon through the wee hours of this morning, one day late, celebrating my fabulous birthday.
Yeah. I thought you were celebrating another Nationals win.
No, I wish I could say that. Lots of thoughts on the fabulous game, my very first trip to Nationals Stadium, right. But we've got a big show for you today. We are also going to talk about True Blood, finally, to have a roundtable about our favorite show.
Very good.
The show that I think we were cutting edge on, the show that we talked about early, mm-hmm. and the show that we all kind of think has lost something. We're not quite sure what
it is. It's now hurting us.
Our show today is brought to you by Harvey Insurance and Financial Services.
Cool.
Click Harvey's ad on our website. Sounds funny when I said that.
Hey, thank you.
It's an old friend of mine, Bill Harvey. Good guy. Uh-huh. Click Bill Harvey's ad on our website for a free quote on insurance for your car or motorcycle. And do I sound a little bit loud, or is that just my headphones?
It's just your headphones.
Be the headphones.
Okay.
You sound
fine.
I
think the mix sounds okay.
Or you can call 571-485-2755 for Harvey Insurance. We welcome them as a brand new sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Harvey Insurance.
We are delighted to be here. We're here. We're queer. We are going to the baseball game. Wow. Who do we need to thank for those tickets, Oscar? Because he actually provided us with 6 tickets. We brought the whole crew down there. It was incredible, and what a day it was. I can't wait to tell you.
Mr. Michael Afflerback, thank you so much for the tickets. Do appreciate it.
That's Michael Afflerback.
Michael
Afflerback. Keep him
Afflerback.
Coming, baby. Keep him coming.
What a good guy. I swear to God. We had the most amazing time because when you go, you know, I don't do things with massive groups of people. I normally go out with my wife, go out with another couple, but, you know, or we do an appearance somewhere where we meet a lot of you. But actually traveling in a pack, which is so much fun. I forgot how much fun.
It makes all the difference.
You just behave worse. It's a natural state.
Did
when you're traveling in a pack, you behave badly.
And did you not take Metro Rail?
I don't know where to begin. I actually wrote it down.
Where do I begin?
I wrote it down this morning. I put baseball day, Metro, the heat, our ride home, and then the Nationals. Very nice. I think that's the order that I want to talk about it because really, you know, the team.
I'll get to them in a second. And the incredible, you know, Steven Strasburg phenom they have pitching for him, and how they're going to destroy him. Go ahead.
I just want to say that you're absolutely right. When you travel in packs, it really gives you the license to do whatever the F you want.
Yes.
And it does, because it's funny, you almost forget, as you get older, you get more responsibility, so you don't get to do that as much.
Right.
But when you do get to do it, you remember, it's just like when you were young and you were in college, or you got to go out with your boys before everybody got married and had babies.
Posse's got your back.
Yes,
we had a posse yesterday. Let me give you the cast members that were included on our little metro ride down to Nationals Park. It was R.J. Diaz, Raymond, who I believe in his entire life has never said no.
Hold your applause till the end.
But I'll tell you one thing about Raymond. That's what I like about Raymond. He's reliable.
He's a yes man.
He's a go-to yes guy when you're going to do something. You want to do this? Yes. Do you want to go here? Yes.
I believe he calls on his own Facebook page. He calls himself a professional spectator.
There's nobody.
And he is.
He's number one on my list when I get tickets to any kind of ball game now, because I know nobody enjoys it as much as Mr.
That's
French.
That's true.
I think that and Mr. French does a lot of work for this show, and he deserves the ticket. So he was my first go-to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then, you know, it's guys on the show. I know Rob and Buzz, not huge baseball fans. For a minute there, Buzz was thinking about going down because he likes the experience.
Outing. I love the experience.
But girl, our intern trumped you because she is a massive sports fan.
I understand. And I had plans. I definitely want to go next time.
Absolutely. She wanted to go. She wanted to go to the game. And so we took girl, RJ, Mark Spaz Ronick, Mark Twitch Riddell,
Mark and Mark,
me, and my bass player in my band, Paul Schmitz, who weighs 35 pounds.
Oh, yes, Paul.
Just a little wisp of a fellow. Had a chance to chat with him yesterday.
he's a very, very opinionated lad.
He's fun.
He's a good guy.
He's got some strong opinions. That's how the date ended, isn't it, RJ? The date ended with Paul talking about, we had a healthcare debate. We had a healthcare, and Paul's basically a philosophy. He's had a lovely humanist philosophy about healthcare. Let them bleed in the street. You know, I didn't bring them into the world. I'm not responsible for
it. I don't want to skip to the end of the story, but was the healthcare debate prompted by a trip to the hospital?
No, not at all.
Good.
No, fortunately not.
Just checking.
Fortunately, there was no trip to the hospital. There was no altercation of any kind. There was a lot of love, a lot of Quan. There was lots of laughter. And
that's the best.
I'll take you, but I'd like to, before I go any further, I would like to discuss the Nationals experience.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Been to a lot of stadiums, been to a lot of baseball games.
Mike, that's
Been
to a lot of stadia.
And I will tell you that I think Camden Yards, which is up the road in Baltimore, probably one of the most beautiful modern
Camden
stadiums of its kind. Yeah. I think it just is, it has character. There's a warehouse. Well, Nationals Park, take that character and throw it out the window.
Wow, really?
It is just concrete.
Sterile.
Yeah.
It's like another monument.
It's just,
but in the middle of the hood.
It's nothing.
It's another Washington, D.C. sporting or gathering facility that they had to shoehorn in.
Listen, I would have loved to come back here and tell all of you how incredible it is. Mm-hmm. And what a great fan experience it is. I wish I could, but you can't do that. You can't do that on the metro system, which they have still not figured out, because they don't pay attention to when the people are going to a baseball game, which is combined with people that are tourists, which is combined with the regular workaday people that are coming and going. They just don't have it figured out.
You couldn't have picked a worse time to use the metro, because it is the height of tourist season. You went during rush hour.
I'd like to name the metro as a new name, though, and it's the Jetsons Dog. It's not the metro anymore. It's the Astro.
Oh, because of the smell of
the
ass.
The smell of ass. The smell of ass permeating every single nook and cranny.
Two S's.
And the smell of interesting ass, different ass.
Oh, well, that's good.
Like business ass?
Yes.
Foreign ass?
Foreign ass.
Okay.
Cab driver ass.
I see.
That's what Metro smelled like yesterday. A cab driver's ass.
Astro.
It truly did. And it seems to me, when you add up the mileage and you compare it to other transit systems around the country, you would say to yourself, you know, it should be quicker.
Yeah.
We're going from point A to point B over here. Why is it taking so long?
Well, one reason it takes so long, Mike, is the fare card.
Right. And I must tell all the people that used to like my boom, boom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't make that sound anymore.
What? Really?
It's a new sound, right? I mean, it's a new, like a bunch of bells and whistles that go off, but they still have the fabulous, in fact, I will bring up on the processor. I will bring up what it sounds
like.
Oh, good.
You're going to recreate the new
I'm not the sound, but the lady on the lady on the train.
Okay, the new announcement.
Now I'm like so many tragically white people that are getting on the metro. You know, and incidentally, our crew.
Yeah.
We might as well have had stickers on our forehead that go white people.
Hi, what school?
When
are you
got
to?
Mark Riddell and girl talking to each other, and my bass player Paul.
Right.
And they all sound like this.
Yeah, it looks like a bottle of aspirin.
Hi, how are? And seriously, the whitest people you would ever. Ever see in your life, you know, it's just like going, hi, I'd like to be a crime victim. That's seriously what I was dealing with them. You know, I wanted to have Mr. Hip with us,
right?
You know, because I mean, young city boy, metrosexual, would have, you know, helped the cause a little bit.
He has
no.
the savvy.
I mean, I had Riddell, Ronick, I had Paul,
you're
the 35 pound bass player, and then. You know, like everybody else, we have our necks on swivels. We're all going wide-eyed, duh. Because really, I mean, if you're a suburban and you get on the metro system, you immediately turn into a total tar.
And you can tell right away where somebody doesn't ride the metro usually because they walk up to the map.
They stare at the map.
They don't know what's
going on.
Okay, that green dot in that green line, go to that red line.
But and I was as guilty as anybody because I normally, when I get a metro,
you.
I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm normally going down to Metro Center or I'm going down to Chinatown and I'm getting to get my opium.
That's
where I go down there.
Well, you like the opium den there.
And so this is a new thing. I've never been out of the Navy Yard and where the stadium, and incidentally, okay, they do this on purpose.
What? What are they doing?
They should say Nationals Park.
Yeah.
Ball game. Oh. Big letters. No, they can't do that. You know why? Because if they did that, that would be helpful. Not on our metro system.
What do they do instead?
They do. Well, they put the tiny. There's nothing.
Just you have
nothing
to literally.
There's nothing. You have to
I've
know
seen
it.
That
you
map.
Have to
you
know
have
it.
To know it. But then it's funny because you start looking at the map and you're like, well, the Navy Yard's there, but then there's something else called a yard, and you're like, well, should I go there?
Yep, exactly.
No, but then I remember driving towards that way in the city, so it's got to be that way. Right. And then you finally see some jerk with a jersey on, you're like, I'll follow that guy.
And then you get, but you know,
turned
helpfully,
Steven Strasburg.
Yes. Helpfully, you know, you have a PA system,
right.
A PA system that is running through the metro cars, and they tell you exactly what your stops are. And the lady, it was a lady yesterday on our train, who announces the stops like this.
That is the worst.
Doom, doom, boom.
That's exactly. Yeah. I've heard that before.
Okay, is our stop the next one? Oh, they're going to tell you over the PA. Doom, 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 boom,
boom. Next, green line.
And your car is probably slammed, so it's not like you can really look around.
No,
and that was when ass smell was just taking over the whole thing, and it's just everybody. Wow. And I sit down next to Precious. And I sit down next to Precious at 40, okay?
Oh, so tattooed it's a more mature Precious.
Tattooed the whole arm.
More worldly.
Is tattooed. And I sit down, and I am not a man of small carriage.
Right.
And I sit down because it's packed, and I see a seat.
Right.
I don't know how long we're going to be on the green line.
Lottery ticket, yeah.
And I sit down, and I put my left cheek literally on top of her right cheek.
God, baby. That is so
hot. I actually feel the fold of her fat
That's
as
tough.
I sit down.
I feel
and
it
I get
too.
The And I get the...
What is that?
The exhale that's in you know, indicating her displeasure.
Oh, because,
I'm sorry. I said, excuse me.
Because you're
lard ass. Move your fat ass over so my fat ass can fit in next to it. But it is, and did I mention the fact that yesterday in D.C., it was 134 degrees.
It was a little warm.
It was the warmest day that I can ever remember doing anything out of doors. And getting out there and, you know... At one point, it was my stupid suburban statement to my crew. We're waiting on the platform for the Green Line, which is going to take us to National Stadium. And I say to my crew, man, I wish they'd air conditioned this better. You can't air condition a metro. You can't.
Effectively,
you're the subway. Subways are not air conditioned.
You catch that cool breeze when the train flies.
Oh, my God.
The wind chill.
So we get off the orange line, transferring onto the green line.
Just
and
for locals, where do you transfer? Because
you
I don't
transfer
know.
At Lafayette Plaza.
Hi.
This is D.C., folks. This is really so confusing. And I think it should be made accessible intellectually for perhaps, you know, grade school kids. It should be that simple.
I do think the Metro is a pretty simple system. It just sucks.
It's simple for your brain.
Oscar, well, it's not. That even
for
mean?
Example, get
it's
off.
Colors.
Get off. Yes, it's colors and arrows
and no explanations.
It's not simple for the casual user that's trying to find one place.
Right. Like for example,
like Gallery Place Chinatown. So just basically say the Verizon Center. It doesn't say the Verizon.
Let me give you the example. You get off. We have the main train that comes from Virginia, the Confederacy.
That's right.
That goes into the District of Columbia, and it's the orange line.
It's
all right?
The Robert E. Lee.
It's an orange train, and they're all coded with red, orange, blue, green. That's
right,
how they do it.
Lines,
and you take the orange line to where you have to transfer to get another train to take you to Nationals Park.
You have to get
fine,
another platform.
No
yes.
problem. All right. So first of all, you know when you're at the end of suburbia, you know where you're going because the train's only going in one direction.
Right.
However, when you transfer to the green line, then they say trains are up on the top, trains are going to be upstairs, so you have to go up the escalator.
Sure.
That's fine. What they really don't make clear to you is that when you go up that, and RJ, you were with me with this.
He's laughing.
What they don't make real clear to you is that when you go up that escalator, you could be on one side of the tracks or the other side of the tracks.
Oh, going so two different directions.
And I would like to say to the people that, those wonderful people in their Steven Strasburg jersey. That we're headed to Detroit. And we look at them, and sorry about my voice.
The green line to Minneapolis.
We had a night last night. We looked at them, and we're watching these people, and no one's like yelling across.
Of course not.
You're on the wrong side. You know, you're looking at and you're chuckling because you're on the correct side. And we saw several families get on the train. It's just like you're going to die.
So long, you know, in a way,
you're on the wrong train.
That's the only thing that softens the experience is that you know you're not screwing
now,
up,
was
and
there,
they are.
Was there somebody in the group, was it you or someone else who took command, who took charge, who said this way, you know, who led the pack?
RJ, it wasn't me. It was there. I mean, I followed and kind of, we got to the right place.
Yeah.
All right.
It was hard to say. It was really hard to tell, you know, who was
effort.
Leading. But we got on the train, and
but
finally we get off.
I think it's not that hard to navigate.
And here's, okay, well, shut up, you, because it is hard to navigate. When actually, you don't know where you're going.
I agree with Rob, but if you're going to one destination, whether it be the two sporting events, Verizon Center.
And it's crowded.
And
it's
Nationals
confusing.
Park,
and there's there no
should,
beer.
No, there should be a little icon that says, that just shows a stadium.
You're right.
Or
this
a baseball bat.
I agree.
Yes. Something.
Thank you.
That,
okay.
I mean,
thank
literally
you.
Says, this is the way you go.
Like something where you're going to have masses of people have some indicator just like you would have if you're going on the highway and they say hospital.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Yeah.
Show us where
I will say this, the map that they give you to figure out where you're going is about as to scale and helpful as the map you get when you go into King's Dominion.
Exactly.
It's really a cartoon
it's a
rendering.
Cartoon. It's
of
a cartoon
a
rendering.
System, and that's a problem.
And here's the other delay. You know, you're sitting there and you ride the 30 minutes or so that it takes us to get to Lafayette, to go the 4 miles.
Right.
When you go on the Metro and you get off at Lafayette Center, and then we get up on the platform and we're on the right platform. And as we sit there, we see the nice thing, they let you know when the trains are going to come by.
Right.
In 12 minutes. Which,
oh, they've got the signs up, yeah.
Which, when you are enjoying the smell of buttock, is an eternity.
12 minutes
when
too
it's,
long.
And I would conservatively estimate the temperature in that Metro station to be about 85 degrees.
That doesn't help.
It was about 85 degrees, and it's just the smell of ass, and it's the train coming in 12 minutes, and what you know, it's like, why can't they come every 5 minutes like they do in normal subway systems?
Right.
No, because that would be convenient. And it was just, so
plus,
I am,
it was the middle of the day, though. But it was a game going on.
It was
on.
The
they
middle
should,
of the day.
Should've
but
done
don't
that.
You
closing
think
in on rush
they
hour.
Talk about, hey, we don't have trains. Just put more trains on there. I know it's expensive.
Based on their record over the last couple of years, you're lucky to be alive.
Yeah, I know, because I'm always thinking about that, too.
Yes, Mike, you've cheated death.
The terrible fire that we could have had. So that, to make a long, we will come back. We have to break, and then I will, you know, I'll wrap this up and talk about the fact that the group, all six of us, had a mighty good time at the ball game. You want to know how good it was, Rob?
Yeah.
I actually was laughing and partying with Mark Riddell.
Oh, man.
That what, should tell you how happy
you
I was.
What
yes.
exactly do they put in the beer at that stadium?
I'm not sure, but it was a good time. We will come back right after this. Welcome back to www.mikeomerashow.com. We are delighted to have you with us. We have a segment one, and do we have a vault three? That's all I have to worry about today. Is
wait,
the
but you may read segment two now that we're in segment two.
Well, where is segment
it's
two?
It's right between segments
one. There it is. Thank
there you.
You
go.
Stay cool with a Mike O'Mara Show ball cap or a Mike O'Mara Show travel mug. One fits on your head, the other in your car's cup holder.
That's right. You
this
figure
my favorite
it out.
New copy.
You know, the copy is better than it was yesterday.
You know, I should have given it a better read.
Read!
How's that voice, Mike? Yeah. Happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Stock up for the whole damn family.
All right.
Show hats and mugs are on sale now. Now, listen, folks, we have not talked about these a lot.
True.
And my wife said to me last night, how are they selling? Mm. And I said, is it a bridal suite? I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to tell you, Riddell was wearing his hat, his Mike O'Mara show hat.
That's one.
I take back everything I said about these hats.
Oh,
they
good.
Rock.
Well, good.
They're beautiful. They're lovely. Buy the hats. But the most important thing, we have the neatest little coffee mugs.
They so are
you
so
can
cool.
sit in your car. You can sit at your desk and you can look at the Mike O'Mara show logo. They're beautiful. They're made of 100% Indonesian plastic.
Keep yes. your soda
cold. And we are
cold.
Thrilled. It's yes, yeah. keep your soda cold.
Or hot.
Keep your coffee. For those of you, the hot Pepsi
right.
drinkers
oh,
out there,
it.
You'll
love
these.
Pepsi.
I want you to go to our website today and I want you to buy 4 coffee mugs mm-hmm. and 4 hats.
Please.
I'm sorry, Rob's correcting me. 5 hats.
Please.
That's right.
All right.
And
well
ask
said.
For the Riddell discount.
Yes.
You won't get it.
The Mark Riddell discount.
Now, go ahead and ask.
Now, before we get back to the
looks
Metro.
Like a piece of lettuce on his head.
I think a lot of people who have never had the pleasure of coming to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
are wondering why you go through this dog and pony show of the Metro. And that's because one of the magic things about the new stadium
yes.
is there is no parking
yes.
for
yes.
a 40,000 seat venue. So you're basically forced to take the subway or a limousine.
I'm showing all of our Ustream viewers right
oh,
now the fabulous
nice,
new
yeah.
Mike
pretty
O'Mara
nice.
Show coffee mug.
I love
isn't
it.
That lovely?
I will say this,
delightful,
Rob,
isn't
to
it?
Your
delightful.
To your point,
yes.
it's not just the convenience of you know the lack of parking at mm-hmm. the actual stadium.
But incidentally.
It's also the convenience of knowing that if you want to imbibe and you want to take on some really copious amounts of adult beverages
that's
while
true.
You're there,
right.
yes.
you know that all you have to do is stumble 2 blocks,
right.
get
right.
in that magic car, and
right.
it will shift you closer home. Oh,
but you really don't have a choice because there is zero parking there.
There are two. There appear to be a couple of parking garages there. Yeah, and that's the first thing I saw down there was like I'd like to find
yeah.
out how you get in on that one.
$25.
It's $25
yes.
to get in there.
Yes.
And, the, and there's and if you get there
Is,
early enough, you
yeah,
can
you
get in
a,
there.
You need a spot if you get early enough, like an hour ahead of time.
But it does
really?
Fill up, right?
Yes, it does yeah. fill up.
Right. So we take Metro down because I've heard from everybody, like Rob, and everybody is saying that it's expensive to park down there, and it's also a hassle. It's easier to take the Metro. No, it's not.
No,
be easier to put needles in your eyes. You
oh,
know?
You know what
and
else?
And like
is another
staple
thing?
Your testicles to your vinyl seat, and you know, and go by buggy.
Another thing is that there is no Metro stop that's actually close to where you're headed. You
yeah.
remember?
Yeah.
It used to be like a half mile
right.
to get to RFK from the Metro.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's 2 blocks.
But
then,
no, this is good. This one is you actually yeah you're a couple of blocks away, but it's a you know
it's still
it,
too much.
It poops you out right at the stadium. So we get there
okay.
and it's fine. And then but I'm saying to myself, this is not something I necessarily want to really go for. This is in my own mind. I haven't told any of the crew. I'm not really into maybe riding that Metro on the way back home
really?
When you're going to have, you know, 10,000 people
you're
in one car.
What, you think about cabinet?
I'll get to
all
that.
Right. Okay.
I get
all
that.
Right.
So we get to the game.
He's
we're all there.
Excited.
We're having a good time. We find an area of the stadium that's like a food court.
Nice.
And suddenly I realize, fat man at the ballpark. We have over here, we have flip pizza. We have over here Ben's Chili Bowl.
Oh, nice,
Ben.
Nice.
And suddenly I am realizing it's time to get my eat on.
Right on.
And I enjoyed a Ben's Chili Bowl chili dog.
Excellent choice.
Good
half
and
smoked.
Good for you.
Half smoked.
Blew it. Didn't get the half smoke.
Really?
Just it was the urgency. I could have.
Yeah. You got
I was
excited.
Just,
you
I
got
was
excited.
I was excited. I was like, yeah. Chili dog.
Oh boy.
Chili dog, fat man, chili dog.
Now
please.
What time is it now?
And
what
I had
time
a pizza pie, a slice of pie.
What time is the first pitch and what time is it
know.
Now?
It's a, is it a bridal suite? I don't know. 4:35.
4:35.
Okay.
4:35. Like 2?
Huh? We're there at 3:00. They hadn't opened up the concourse yet. We had to wait. And incidentally, that pisses me off.
They were excited. Of
That's
course.
That arbitrary time when they decide
sure.
they're going to pull everything in. And you've got the people that work there, the ushers, and you're just sitting there going, you know, it's only out in direct sunlight. It is 103 degrees.
You should have yelled,
and
don't you know I'm on the internet?
That's the line. I always forget that. So they let us in, and we start with our. I have not at this point. Alcohol has not touched my lips.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm
chance,
really, it is so hot.
Mm-hmm. How
no,
hot is it?
It was so hot.
Yes.
I saw a robin oh. dipping its worm in this tea.
Kyle!
No, so I am, it is so hot that I am actually thinking about perhaps foregoing. Because I said, you know, it's
oh.
so... It's just going to affect you.
It
and
doesn't
you don't
seem
know.
Like it's going to be fun.
Boy, you really did have a bad Subway.
You feel logy.
I really felt. We all felt. RJ, did you feel a little logy when you first get off that Metro?
It was horrible.
Yeah. You, I mean, you have to acclimate to it. It is heat that, that actually makes you kind of go, dizzy. Whoa.
I experienced that yesterday, too. Yeah.
It was gorgeous in my basement.
It was, I get there, and we're all sitting in the food court, and I've just had my wonderful pizza and chili dog. I am completely satisfied.
Get yourself a cold drink.
And because, because I'm so full, I decide that I'll eat some of Mark Riddell's peanuts that he has brought over to the table, and I'm drinking a massive one of those buckets of Diet Coke that they have.
So
because really, when you're going to have a chili dog and a pizza, make sure the beverage is diet.
Well, sure, you saved yourself nearly 90 calories.
And then I said, you know what, I'm making the decision. Paul is drinking, you know, some sort of Newcastle butter ale stout chocolate milk configuration that he's got there.
A nice chewy beer.
Real beer, but just Paul and RJ drink this. They drink the stuff that's coming out of that gusher in the Gulf. This is thick motor oil crap.
I'm okay with thick motor oil beer in the winter.
Yes,
that's
in the
not
winter.
A hot
Never.
Weather beer. Get yourself a lager.
The band had Paul, as a matter of fact, my bass player, I have a new product that we're going to debut. Because they always talk about summer ale, winter ale.
Sure.
And we, we've created a brew. You might hear a commercial for it.
Oh, good.
A brew for today's modern lesbian. Step up to the great flavor of Winterbush.
Winterbush, I like that.
I'm sorry.
Sure.
I digress because I'm all over the place
now. That's fine.
So anyway, excuse me.
You're about to pull the trigger.
I pull the trigger, and then it's straight down the ski jump.
The
I just
begins.
Go, yes, yes, and we all day long.
Everybody.
We stay till the last pitch. We don't leave early.
Drink that Miller Lite.
I am
such a riveting game. Jeez.
Now, my voice might crack not when I do this, but the reason I have no voice today is because I was screaming about every 5 minutes. Because I wouldn't have done this if I wasn't in a pack.
Of course.
But every 5 minutes or so, I would just lean back, and the people in front of me were not enjoying it, I don't think. And I would go, "Hi, cheese!"
What?
Hi, cheese.
For the high fastball. And just, that's all I would say. It's like, "Hi, cheese!"
Now, I feel bad because if I had been there, if I had lived to this part,
right.
I would be the one you would be telling me to yell, "Hi, cheese."
If my friend, it's almost worth going for taking another pack. And and we include this gentleman
and
everybody in this room.
Let's make it an evening game so we don't have to fry
cool.
our asses
okay.
in the
evening.
All right, all right. And then you will
an evening game with perhaps some transportation consideration.
Yeah. Hi,
like that.
Right. It's got to be a Friday or Saturday night game.
He never gets drunkest? Worse.
We all have a level... We are all down there enjoying, and everybody is having a great time. Suddenly, Riddell made some comment about Harry Carey, where he starts doing a Harry Carey impression. You know, he talks about Will Ferrell's Harry Carey impression.
Right. Boy, he does everything to make you happy, doesn't he?
Because Rob knows this will piss me off, because I lean over to him and I go, you know, I'm somewhat of a talented radio mimic. I may have done Harry Carey, I do two innings of play-by-play.
Oh,
and at this point, the little kid is laughing, and I'm done. Little kid starts laughing, and then I see his mom, who had been shooting me dirty looks, the father starts laughing because they hear me doing it. Bottom of the second inning, Steven Strasburg is doing his very best. It looks like it's low and outside. The phenom, Steven Strasburg, going for a record-setting win here at Nationals Park by the Navy Yard. And the kid's laughing, and he doesn't know who Harry cares.
No.
He's just laughing because it's a silly boy.
Funny voice. Yeah.
We're lovable. We're not cussing.
Right.
We're not doing anything. We're very lovable. Well, girl might have cussed.
A lot, really.
She throws that S word out a lot.
Does she know what it means?
She doesn't.
She knows innocent. It's inappropriate, right?
Yeah. She might have snuck a beer, too. I didn't condone that.
Well, she's 22.
Yes, of course she is. So we are down
what
there. It's and I will say this as far as watching the whole game. Hey, Nationals, if you're going to have this phenom that's going to come out and pitch for you guys, please help the kid out, okay? Score a run.
Uh-huh.
Please. Score a run. They lost 1-0.
Wow.
Was it 1-0 or 2-0?
It was 1-0.
1-0.
Okay. Playing soccer?
I thought they didn't get an insurance run at the end there. No, they didn't. Kansas City Royals beat them, and I am just so pissed.
Well, they are a powerhouse.
It's terrible. It seemed to me. Now, I think the heat was affecting the players yesterday.
Sure.
Because they seemed. Sure. Because really, hey, Nats fans, if they play like that every game, you're screwed. Uh-huh. Because they looked like they were dogging it.
But Strasburg was killing it.
Strasburg is an absolute amazing, amazing prodigy. He is the goods. He is, he had 8 strikeouts. And you're sitting there, and then the team comes up, and it's just like, okay, 2 men on, pop up. You know, they just don't deliver for the kid. And he has the level of talent that I don't think I've ever seen at that age for a pitcher, because he's taking the mound, and I'm thinking, we might be here for a perfect game.
Sure.
I think he has the chance to go out and pitch a no-no anytime he takes the mound.
Yeah.
The mound. I'm really excited
about
him.
When you see a guy that is so amazingly talented, surrounded by just absolute slackers, can you relate to that?
I was wondering the same thing
every day, Rob.
What's what was the crowd like?
Crowd was I would say what is about 3/4 full. About 3/4 full yesterday.
That's great for a Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah,
it was Nationals.
But here and then suddenly we all went, hey, we're just slackers.
Yeah.
This is day baseball, on a weekday workday, and we said we're sitting out in the courtyard. We're going. We're all just loser slackers.
But isn't this?
This feels great.
Slackers, isn't Strasburg? It's his losers. Third or fourth game for Strasburg.
Fourth game.
So this
fourth
really game. That's not very good. That should be a sellout. I mean, he was the number one sport.
Yeah, it's a big ass stadium.
It's DC
afternoon game.
DC that game without Strasburg, you may get, if you're lucky,
200 people,
10,000 people.
It was it was great, and the people were cool, and the team, get your act together. Don't burn that kid out.
But
don't ruin that young man's career.
How's the team? Aren't they having a good year? Haven't they had a pretty good year?
They had some decent batting averages. Right. You got Willingham's got a decent average. You got Adam Dunn that's hitting fairly decently,
but
too.
Yesterday in the heat, they didn't step
it
up.
It just there were a lot of men left on base, and it sucked. Yeah. I was just bummed for the kid. I just want to, one of the few hits they got, Steven Strasburg got his own hit. So he's got that much talent. Oh, he's incredible. I want to marry him.
How is the width of the seats?
Pretty good for us, right? Comparatively. I've been in Fenway Park.
Fenway is bad.
Fenway, they're like, hello, we represent the Lollipop Guild. Yeah. But no, they were fine. And I made sure when we got to the row, I said, this is seat 13. This is seat 18. Mr. French will have 18, and I will have 13. Keep us far away from each other.
Hello.
So I don't, because I already sat on the lady's ass pad.
Sure.
Don't want to do that again. See, but the difference between RJ and me, I have my weight right here in my gut.
Up front.
That's where my obesity is. Uh-huh. RJ's is in his derriere, right? Yeah. You got more of your... You got more ass than anything else. So he has...
Yeah, baby.
How do you find the seats?
He's sort of like one of the...
How did you find the seats, Mr. French? Okay, thank you for that update. Yeah, it's a ballpark.
He's really one of the Kardashians. A lot of people don't know this.
So we come out, and I'm like, we go to a little pen area where the festivities continue,
sure,
where you can hang out after the game.
The bullpen?
And that's where it was, the bullpen, and we continued to enjoy joyous celebrations, meeting people from the Navy and fans from Kansas City.
Is that when you said, yes, I believe I will have a second beer?
We just continued. As we are leaving the stadium itself, though, I skipped this part before we get to the bullpen.
Right.
I had purchased a souvenir Nationals hat.
You were drunk.
And
I'm going to get a hat. Hey, you know what?
I got it before I even had my first beer.
This is such a great time. I'm going.
I got to commemorate this thing.
No.
I didn't drink.
Going to buy a hat.
I didn't drink last night.
You want a hat?
I'm going to buy a hat.
Here's your hats for everybody.
Hey, girl.
I did. At one point, I put my arm around Ronick and said, I'm going to buy you a hat. But it did nothing fit his bean head.
Right.
You know? And they didn't have the yarmulkes, so we couldn't get that.
Not yet.
So,
did he ask to get the hat that he could put it on eBay?
We're coming out. I seriously bought the hat before I even had one beer.
I'm going to get the hat.
I didn't do it like that.
You're going to buy a hat.
I've done that before.
He hadn't been drinking. Right.
No. Usually, if I'm going to make the purchase after the beers, I want a full uniform.
I'm going to get the Nationals leather jacket.
I know one thing you probably didn't see at all yesterday.
What's that?
The Fufuzela, whatever you're going to call it.
Fufuzela.
Because they banned them.
Anybody
They've been banning them.
At Nats?
They've been banning them at ballparks, and they're banning them across college stadiums.
Mine are
Nobody wants to try it. Nobody wants to blow their throat out.
I don't want to give you herpes. I got mine yesterday, and you know what? Mine, Mike, is collapsible. It's a telescoping movie.
I've got this. I have to return this. Because,
does it play different notes at different lengths?
I haven't tried.
A souvenir from South Africa for a lady that lived over there. So
I'll bring mine tomorrow.
Good. As we are walking out of the stadium with my hat, we walk over, and a young gentleman's there with his two sons walking out, and kind of gives me the look. I know that look. It's a look where somebody kind of spots you, and he says,
"He wants you to buy his children."
He said, "Are you Mike O'Mara?" I said, "Yes, I am." And then he says, "What do you say, RJ? Prove it. Can you prove it?" I'm like, "No, I can't, sir." And I said, "But that's Twitch." And that's, I said, "Do you listen to the podcast?" He said, "Yes, I do."
Good.
I said, "That's Twitch." And I'm pointing to everybody because here I am refusing to prove it, and I'm trying to prove it.
Well, right. Mike, the very fact that you had 20 beers should have been proof enough.
So as the mass exodus is coming out of the concourse, he says, "You got time for a picture?" I said, "I don't care. I'll stop traffic and get a picture."
Nice.
And people are, but literally, this is the mass walkout of the stadium.
Yeah, very
we
bad.
Stop and we get a picture. And, but, you know, they're fans of the podcast. Okay. We love it when we meet people that listen to the show.
Right.
So he takes a picture and we continue to walk. And he goes, "Just want to know, these boys don't miss a show." I said, "Well, they're a little young for our show, but that's fine. That's no problem." He said, "Yeah, we just got back and they've been listening regularly. From Cairo, Egypt."
Wow.
No kidding.
Cairo, Egypt. Small and the one world. Kid's looking at me like with the wide eyes saying, "This is really cool." And I take my hat off and I say, "Son, this is yours. Maybe it'll shrink when it dries out." Because, you know, it was 113 degrees there. Right. So I gave the kid my Nationals hat. And, you know, Cairo. Nice. Cairo, that's Egypt.
Awesome. You totally missed a great opportunity, though, is when they said, "We're just back from Cairo." You should have said, "Prove it."
But it was great. We did meet some other people that were fans of the podcast.
That's great.
Never fail to be amazed that this little thing we do is getting some traction, and we are getting some people every day that, I mean, I go out now and it happens to me more than almost the old radio days.
I have the car magnet on my car.
I got two thumbs up
yesterday.
You would
not believe how many stoplight conversations, some of them quite lengthy, about the show and whether it's on, and many of the people I've talked to say, "No, we're already listening to every show."
I get so excited at times. I feel like if I were a chick, I'd be just handing out jobs.
You're going to have to.
Alrighty. Sorry.
We'll edit out chicks.
But you know what I mean? You get just so you're so grateful.
Wow.
Hi, Ustream. That's Oscar Santana that said that.
You're giving you your money's worth.
Oscar, but you get so excited, you want to do something for them.
You know, Oscar, my wife is going out of town this weekend. If you'd like to come by the house.
I said if I was a chick.
All right, so we come out of National Stadium. We go to the bullpen. We hang there for a while. Then it's time to leave. And we're some of the last people to leave the bullpen. That's how late we stay there.
For sure.
And as I'm walking, the death march down to the Metro, which I'm not looking forward to.
A beautiful straight line.
Suddenly coming straight towards me, I see a lovely town car with what appears to be a car for hire driver in the front seat. And I
Nigerian
flag him down.
You drooled a little.
Ethiopian, my boy.
There we go. Sure.
Ethiopian, our good new best friend, Benny.
And probably Benny not says, his given name.
I said, "A West Falls Church Metro. How much?" He said, "How many?" I said, "This is the problem. We are six." He looks at me, he looks at RJ, and he's still with us. He said, $10 a person. I said,
"What?
Get in, everybody."
That's right. Deal.
That's only like $2-3 more than Metro.
So I'm making the deal, and I say, $10 per person. I look back at everybody. I realize one front seat. I go, "Get in, everybody. Shotgun." Nice. And I sit in the front seat, and RJ, girl, Riddell, and Ronick.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Paul.
And Paul.
Oh, my.
Five people.
Oh wow.
In the back seat.
Four is tough.
And any laps? Everybody just, oh, my. It
any
was,
lap
it,
action?
It was like. Oh, man, you know.
You thought the Metro smelled bad.
Oh, God, it was. And we just laughed our asses off all the way home.
That's
fantastic. It was incredible.
So
it was a good time had by all.
Could you say, then, that yesterday was really your birthday?
Yesterday was my birthday. We got back to Doubletown, called Carla, went out for a nightcap.
Very nice.
Probably a mistake on my part. That's why I'm feeling the way I am today. But I will tell you, we had a great time. Right. And
great time
it ended
at that party.
Good time at that party. It just was amazing. It was fabulous.
Well, good. I am very happy.
So, you know, thanks to, what's his name again?
Michael Afflerback.
Thank you, Michael.
Michael Afflerback.
Mike, how would Harry Carey say that name?
Michael Afflerback.
Afflerback.
Yes. Afflerback.
Sure.
I cannot believe, guys, we're up on the audio vault again, and I didn't get to our discussion of
True Blood,
True Blood We will do that tomorrow. We will do that tomorrow.
This show moves as slow as True Blood.
It's it's very frustrating. But right before we break, I just wanted to share this with you because otherwise it's going to be burned out. And this is a little letter that I got for my birthday, a message. All right, see what you make of this. All right, this comes to me from Happy Birthday, Mike, from Jonathan. I have no idea whether this is an original or whether he has taken this out of a book of poetry. But this is his poem.
It's a poem?
He shares this poem with me. Uh-huh. And incidentally, this is how long it is. It's two pages.
Oh, and it's a small font.
Wow. Got to turn that music off. Just listen to this.
Okay.
Are you ready? My birthday poem from Jonathan.
A nice poem.
Grief and sorrow fill the air. Children dying everywhere. Happy birthday.
Well, that goes. There's a melody to this.
Really?
Yes. Grief and sorrow everywhere, people dying everywhere, but happy birthday.
Oh, it's a song?
Happy birthday.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Good. I don't have to read it now. What's the song? Who's the artist?
It's like he'd sing in elementary school.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's at the end. It's the like Adams we'll knit family. Something for your shroud.
Wow.
That's what. Yes.
That's wow. Nice.
Pretty effing creepy. But thanks for stealing my thunder, Rob. We're gonna take a break. When we come back,
now all is back to normal.
I always
now you're pissed.
I always have to have something awesome. Like that happen on the show. Something happen, you know. I that was going
to
be my kicker.
It's
like saying, "Buzz, I know that kicker."
Look at the time we've saved.
I've never
actually. We did save time.
I've never heard of that song, so it's all new to me.
Thanks so much.
Me neither.
I'll mail it to you. We will take a break. When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to. MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Mangrates. What better way to celebrate the 4th of July than with 100% made in America Mangrates? Their marketing guy may be from Bolivia, but Mangrates, the brush, even the box are made right here, ladies and gentlemen, in the U.S. of A.
That's right.
Oscar says, Viva America.
What?
Is this you?
Some help.
I'm
Oscar.
Digging your, you know what? Go crazy.
All right.
It's a selling point.
Thank you.
25% off. Click their ad on our website. The Mangrate banner is right at the top page. And MikeOMaraShow.com. That's where you go. Mangrates. Time to open up the audio vault. What do you have for us today, Mr. Spiewak?
Mike, first of all, we have an apology. I'm sorry I wrecked your birthday song. I thought I was helping. I was hoping you would sing.
No.
But I know what you do love. You love the band. Europe, don't you? You always have.
Doom, destruction, and despair. People dying everywhere. Happy birthday. Fear and gloom and darkness, but no one found out. You know what? Happy birthday.
That's nice.
It's your birthday. Never fear. You'll be dead this time next year. Happy
See, it's
birthday.
Dark and foreboding.
What the F? This is a children's nursery rhyme?
Well, we used to sing it in school.
Long ago, your hair turned gray. Now it's falling out, they say. Happy birthday. You know this.
I know some of the
Where did
verses.
You go? To the School of the Crypt Keeper?
Yes, that's where I
where
went.
Where did you go? To the Adams Family Vocational? What happened here?
I went to Louise Archer.
Now you've lived another year. Age to you is like stale beer. Happy birthday.
He's
you.
A student of the arts.
There's many, many verses.
That
I
is
just
so
we've
nice.
Bought We brought linen white as cloud. Now we'll sit and sew your shroud. Happy birthday. Okay, I hope you had a good time at that elementary school.
He did.
I did.
I don't know what the F that
hey,
is.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, go
it
ahead.
It got me here.
Very good.
All right.
Very good.
I don't know how to read that.
The band is Europe. All right?
This is Europe, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And just I wanted you to hear the song. It's called The Final Countdown.
Used in a lot of sports telecasts.
Yeah, and
as well.
Also it was the on the show Arrested Development when Job would do magic. This was his theme. It was very artsy. What someone did is they took themselves a vuvuzela and the bane of the music industry, they auto-tuned it. I like this.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Now it has a melody.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
Sounds like bees.
Yeah, it does.
They're ripping my flesh off. Bees!
Well, tomorrow I'll bring my vuvuzela and perhaps we can play a duet.
And you mentioned something about a show. It's used on certain shows. Mm-hmm. The one last thing about yesterday, and I didn't get to it today, from the Riddell brain. You remember we had the guy that ate the light bulb?
Right.
Right.
I don't want to tip my hat here, but we're planning something for Halloween already. A live stage show.
Wonderful.
Wow. Can't wait.
Mike O'Mara presents the good old-fashioned freak show.
Oh, we love a good freak show.
I mean, real
freaks.
And
fantastic.
Real freaks, and I think it would kill. You guys, let me know on Facebook. Send me a message if you think it'd be a good idea.
I think it's a great
freaks.
Idea.
I'm in.
We can't believe how much Riddell has. connections to these people.
He knows all the freaks.
He worked for the circus. Yeah.
You think I'm weird because I know the Happy Birthday song, right? But this guy hangs with bearded women.
We were discussing the different acts that we can have, and we're going to get that guy that ate the light bulb back because he does a lot of other creepy crap.
Love it. Now, Mike, the Today Show, as always today, on top of it.
Oh, yes.
The first break with Where was Al today? He was in Memphis, right?
Yeah, he's traveling around with that big, you know, bucket of food that he's giving everybody.
It's another perfect Today Show cutaway with Al Roker's bucket of food with eggs on top.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. That's a good-looking group.
What?
I'm getting them young now. Starting them. I'm bringing them in. I'm bringing them in, starting them early. So that when I'm too old, they will take over, and they will rule the world.
Matt on tape.
They will rule the
world. And then on Saturday, getting a little more humid, hot, steamy Sunday could get afternoon storms.
Way to go, Channel 4. You're
nicely done.
Thanks so much. Hey, and incidentally, you want to do something fun when you're watching Channel 4 here in Washington, D.C.?
Sure.
Cover up Tom Curran's lower part of his face and just look at his eyes. And he looks like, seriously, he looks like an evil superhero. He actually has eyes that look like a maniac. He looks like
that.
His eyes, seriously, if you block his face off and you look at Curran, this is the way he'd look.
Oh, that's not good.
That's the way. He's like,
now, thank you. I think we all agree, playing to the camera, that The Office is not as funny as it was.
I've left it. I don't watch it anymore.
It was very funny for two or three seasons.
Sure was.
And the one joke that I think we'll always have from it is, that's what she said.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Right.
This is an ancient piece of tape. This is a sound check that Alfred Hitchcock did when he was switching from silent films to talkies in 1929. The movie was called Blackmail. And essentially, in 1929, Alfred Hitchcock makes a That's What She Said joke here.
Really?
This is pretty cool.
Okay.
This might be the first documented use of That's What She Said.
All right.
Now, Miss Andra, you asked me to let you hear your voice on the talking picture.
But, Hitch, you mustn't do that.
Why not?
Well, because I can speak well.
Do you realize the squad band will be here any moment?
No, really. Oh, my God, I'm terribly frightened.
Why? Have you been a bad woman or something?
Well, not just bad, but this.
But you've slept with men.
Oh, no.
You have not. Come here. Stand in your place. Otherwise, it will not come out right, as the girl said to the soldier.
It will not come out right, as the girl said to the soldier. That's the same double entendre as That's What She Said. I thought that was kind of nifty.
I was told this was a roast. That was really great.
All right. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Happy birthday.
Listen to Mike.
Happy birthday.
Listen to me.
Yes. Listen to Mike.
Listen to me. You're going to be punished for that. All right. I don't punish like we used to punish, but you have to spend half an hour when you get home away from that old jukebox. That's your punishment.
No jukebox.
Guess what you can do?
For a half an
you
hour.
You can go fuck yourself.
Okay. Wow.
Rob, I love you, but buddy, I wish I could track with that. Uh-huh. It was old, and it was something historical, and I felt like I was
no,
back.
No, Mike, the
I
word you're like looking for is hysterical.
You know,
kind of a reach.
There's somebody that got it out there. They might be almost dead.
You know what? He'll
have
one person that loved it.
All right, let's go with something a little more current.
Let's hear about it.
Here's something from 1930.
Moving forward.
I'm kidding.
All right, you're frightening me.
This soccer, this World Cup is wild. Isn't it wild?
Wild.
This organization called One
Goal. Oh, I had a soccer rave out at the Nationals game when they gave...
What?
They gave soccer... Was I obnoxious then when they gave soccer highlights? I said, you want to know why this franchise sucks? Soccer highlights.
Oh, no.
Soccer highlights in a baseball game.
They're just trying to, you know,
fill the time. That's what they're trying to do.
Okay, they did a PSA for One Goal. And Matt Damon, these are some outtakes. I actually think they're pretty funny. Here's Matt Damon.
Sure hope so.
Being very well.
Fresh is on.
It might not be as good as the last cut.
They can't all be home runs.
Now, listen, I had a night last night, and I would be more than willing at some point in the future, maybe after the first of next year, to go back and revisit that tape and find out why.
No, perhaps I'll email it to
you're
you.
Not well.
I'm not the only one, right? Yeah, okay,
no,
just checking.
It's not you.
All right, Matt Damon, very, very enthusiastic about OneGoal.com.
Every day, 72 million Jessica Alba too. Can go to school.
One Goal brings together football stars, FIFA, and fans to make education for all children the lasting legacy of this World Cup.
Who can I fight for one goal? Is there like a group of people I could fight for one goal? I mean, I'd take a couple licks in the kisser for one goal. I'm down.
We want to ensure every child gets everything they need for an education.
Including clean drinking water!
Whoa. Are you really going to do it like that?
What? I take caffeine pills.
Oh.
Not normally, but I did today. And,
You shouldn't take those anymore.
Huh? What? No, it's not done show.
Good God.
One goal! Awesome. Ball. I mean, throw the ball, man. Throw it. Come on, man. What's your problem, man?
Can you guys, like, simmer
it's
down?
For charity. What's your problem?
Wow.
Matt Damon, that's a good audio.
Too much
ball.
Caffeine.
We've met him. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. I'd love to hang with that guy again. Yeah, we had a good time up in Boston with him a while back, and he's just super cool. He seems like a man's man and a fun guy, you know, to hang around with.
I would rather hang out with Alfred Hitchcock.
I know you would.
But the young Alfred Hitchcock.
Since we're doing editing today, what the f*** was that? Seriously.
I don't know.
Will we edit?
You know, you do. He does the setups. I mean, he's a master at that. That's where it's the audio vault. And even with this, he was doing the setup, and
the setup
was already
amazing. I was waiting for it.
Yeah. You know what, Mike? Sometimes I like to tell a bad joke just to see if I can do it. Just to see if you'll come along for the ride.
We have the answer now.
Yeah. Here's something timely for the show. When Alfred Hitchcock was making the conversion to talking pictures,
talkies.
We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Buzz Burbank.
I thought it was a lovely tape.
Very good. Welcome to www.mikeomarashow.com. Let's get right to it. He's been waiting patiently. A man that was there when they made the conversion to talking pictures.
Uh-huh.
Dated Gloria Swanson and some of the other starlets. Mary Pickford. Here he is, Mr. Buzz Burbank. You remember anything particular about that date that you used to talk about all that time?
Technically, it was very difficult to work with the film in those days because it was so cold. There's your answer.
That's it. Everybody's hitting on all eight except me today.
News brought to you by Dr. Bruce Friedman and the Power of Plastic Surgery. I'm getting my 3-month post-surgical checkup this afternoon just to make sure everything's fine. And I can tell the doctor already everything's fine.
Seriously, yeah. And our thanks to Dr. Friedman for being such a friend of the show.
Oh, sure.
How are you? I mean, how do you feel with your face thing?
It's like it never happened. I mean, there's no physical effect that I can tell other than the fact that I think I look a little better in the mirror.
Do you still look at yourself even after this long after it and kind of see that difference that, because, you know, we don't even process it anymore. Rob wrote down, you'll be dead in 4 months.
But now,
he looks great.
But for now, he saved my life.
Very good.
I put more mirrors in my house.
Congratulations.
Do you cast a reflection?
The non-believer.
Now featuring longer-lasting non-invasive treatment for cellulite. Call Dr. Friedman at 703-790-5700.
Pop his gain up a little bit, Rob.
Refer somebody if you can, or click the ad at MikeOmaraShow.com. Now, General Stanley, you look marvelous. McChrystal is out. The crumbling war in Afghanistan is now in the hands of and on the watch of the much-admired General David Petraeus. McChrystal is out because of the personal criticisms of the Obama administration made by him and his staff in Rolling Stone. It's not kosher in the military to berate your commander-in-chief, even if it isn't unusual to disagree on policy.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, I don't want to say it's universal, but it seems to me a lot of people are agreeing this was the only move he could make.
Sure, I think so. Now, the change of command won't make our situation in Afghanistan any better or any worse, and for Obama to let those comments slide would have made him appear weak, and it would have set a bad precedent. But as casualties go up and support for this war go down, it appears no good can come of the Afghanistan effort. And all of this is complicated by disagreements over the date to begin withdrawing our troops and whether we should even be there at all.
You know, here's the question. Will we be able to protect our interests through surgical strikes with these drones and through a relationship over there with intelligence services? Can we accomplish what we need to accomplish? Can we monitor this without having a massive military presence in Afghanistan?
I have heard two I don't have an answer because I've heard two credible schools of thought. One says we can't afford not to do this.
Right.
The other says there's no way we can win this. I tend toward the latter.
I agree with the fact that we can't win it. I don't think it's possible.
No one ever has.
Historically, Afghanistan is a nut you cannot crack. Mm-hmm. I just wonder whether we should have some presence over there and, you know, not be sending guys out into these villages
that
to get their legs blown off.
Yeah.
But we still try to find the bad guys.
Right. Yeah, and here on the program, let's be clear that we support the troops. We just don't know if the policy is the right policy. For me, and this is the selfish side of everything, and I can't really, I just feel like this is what Main Street's looking at least my generation. We do all this fighting, and it's like, to try to be proactive in the long run. But I still go back to the point when we went to Iraq, what happened to the $1.50, $2 gasoline that was promised to us? That everybody said,
and the flying cars.
You're going to be driving down the road.
Come on.
Because that oil is now ours, and we make some cash.
I know. I mean, it never happened. It, you know, it sucks. And speaking of supporting the troops, I will tell you that when you're at a baseball game, excuse me, sitting down, eating your popcorn, I'm sorry, when they get, when they introduce those guys that are back from you stand the F up. Right. I swear to God. That pissed me off yesterday that we didn't have everybody standing for the guys.
And I think surprised that RJ was so rude.
Were you sitting, RJ?
No!
Okay. All right. Very good.
It's hard to tell sometimes.
But I did have my popcorn.
Okay. All of this comes at a time when this country's swamped with problems for a president who's finally taking a very real hit in popularity. New NBC News poll shows that for the first time, people don't just disagree with Obama's policies. They're starting to like him less. His personal popularity has remained high until now. The poll also shows a shift in the country toward Republicans. Not a big shift, but a shift nevertheless to a majority.
Yeah, Obama's, well, it's bound to happen.
And when he was, I guess, was in the Rose Garden when he was addressing the departure of the general yesterday,
right,
he looked old. He looked Jimmy Carter old.
It's beleaguered. It, to me, is almost one of the most dramatic that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. I saw George Jefferson.
Wow. I get it. I get it. The gray hair.
I wish he was.
Somehow you'll be able to get away with that. We won't be able to.
Wouldn't it be great if Obama started walking like George Jefferson, the way he walked into the apartment building in the beginning of the
show? What if he turns into Grady from Sanford and Son?
Well, you see the gray,
though. I'm talking old.
You see the gray.
The gray and the haggard. You know, have a few cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
You know, stop. I mean,
I feel, what I do.
You know what? But he is one decisive, great move from winning people back again. I think politics is so fickle.
Where is it?
Right now, I remember Jimmy Carter when he was brought down by the scandal. It wasn't a scandal. It was the crisis in Iran with the hostages.
Right.
That's what did him in. Mm-hmm. And then he tried a dramatic rescue that if it had worked, he would have been reelected. Moments are what presidents do. Mm-hmm. You mark my words. If 1 year from today, if we are making significant progress in the Gulf of Mexico, getting that cleaned up, and the economy has jumped off the problems, whatever that means.
you know,
jumped off the problem.
Gotten
Hi,
back
I'm
on
Mike
track.
O'Mara. Nice
I do
to
words.
See you. Jumped
I
off the
Gotten back on track.
Gotten back on track. Thank you. Things might be different.
Obama is even getting the blame now for the Gulf oil spill, a public relations nightmare that until now belonged exclusively to BP.
I don't know if it's just me, but I blame him that we got fired.
Hey, I do too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I can blame him on that now.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I had other people in mind. One of BP's robots bumped the cap off that gushing well yesterday for a while.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's the first guy I thought of.
Oh, no.
What happened to the robot?
I moved the stick the wrong way.
You got to move it the right way.
I know, and there's cracks on my engines I've been working on American Airlines.
Now get out there with a mop and clean up.
Doesn't that whole situation also seem a little hinky?
Yeah.
Because you're like, come on. There are 5-year-olds that know how to run a joystick better than the guy who ran the, oh my God, robot into the pole that took that thing off. That thing wasn't working. They said, F this. We got to get another one.
Scariest thing about this whole thing now is we've accepted it now. Yeah, it's still pouring gallons and thousands of gallons into the sea, and we're like, I hope they get it done by August.
They love it now because now they can say day 66.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and before this little mishap yesterday that we were hearing yesterday morning, before this happened from a BP executive who said, we should have it shut off by August, sometime in August.
It's really scary.
And you're right, we just come to accept that.
Poor Floridians. Now,
so for a while, the cap had to be removed. It allowed oil to spew out as much as it did when the well first collapsed. Today, the cap is back in place. 8,000 square miles of Gulf waters have been reopened to fishing since that area seems to be oil-free. And offshore drilling, the way people make a living along the Gulf, is back in business after a judge yesterday suspended that moratorium. But momentum was lost yesterday. Oil has finally washed up on the beaches in Florida. And weather forecasters are predicting a tropical wave in the Caribbean that could be more bad news for the cleanup effort. We'll have to talk about Al Gore and Lawrence Taylor another day. Finally.
He was convicted, correct?
He's
charged.
He's been indicted, yes.
Lawrence Taylor charged with rape?
That's right.
Charged of raping Al Gore.
No charges against Al Gore, although people are asking questions.
Okay.
Finally, we still don't know who keeps paying to fly anti-Tiger Woods banners over golf tournaments.
It's Raymond Diaz.
Previous banners have carried messages including sex addiction, me too, and so on. And now we hear that the Tower informed a banner pilot over the weekend that the FBI was strongly urging him to leave the area. A banner flew over the U.S. Open Sunday that read, "Tiger, are you my daddy?"
Mm-hmm.
The one that never got off the ground read, "Happy Father's Day, Tiger." LOL. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, at least one of them was funny. That's it. Why does the FBI make care about that?
That's a good question.
Some ass hat, you know?
Female body inspector.
Yeah, baby. That's it. We got to get out of here. Want to thank our latest sponsor, Harvey Insurance Agency, Harvey Insurance and Financial Services. Click Harvey's ad on our website for a free quote on insurance for your car or motorcycle, or you can call them at 571-485-2755. You need insurance? They're good folks. Harvey Insurance. Our website design is by Dustin Pfeiffer Creative. Our web host is Bluebot, and this program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. We rely on support from our advertisers. If you know someone with a product or service, they can reach tens of thousands of folks right here. Do it. Click advertise at MikeOMaraShow.com or call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying goodbye for now.
Bye-bye, Mike.
Yay. Ciao.